Hey everybody, welcome back to Welcome to Mintland the Podcast.
This is Chapter 12.
Welcome to Mintland!
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're Mintland.
Welcome back everybody. This is the final chapter of the Welcome to Mintland Podcast. And I'm so excited to share it with you. We have an action-packed podcast. We have some exciting announcements about the actual book itself. Of course, this is a book that I'm reading to you. As a matter of fact, it is coming up on a very special anniversary of the book launch. And so one of the things that I wanted to share with you is for this special anniversary, we have created a whole brand new exciting new cover for the book. A lot of the people that have reached out to me who aren't as familiar with All-Star Cheer had mentioned that the cover of the book kind of perplexed them, and if it wasn't for the blurb on the back of the book, they probably would not have bought it. And so in response to that feedback, we took a little bit of time to reconstruct the brand new Welcome to Mintland cover, and I'm so excited for everyone to see it. So I would invite you to go check it out on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or Smashwords or in the iTunes Store or in Google Books, anywhere you can find either a digital or a paperback book, you can find the new cover. And I can't wait to hear your feedback on it. I hope you enjoy it. It's a pretty exciting time. If you're listening and you have still not given us a review on iTunes, I would ask and in hope that you could take just a few minutes and give us a review. It certainly helps share the message of the podcast so that other people can find it easily, and it helps spread the word. Also, a few other notes since this is the final chapter. If you have not already, please join the Welcome to Mintland Facebook page. We have updates on the athletes from the team, what they're doing. Also, I share my blog posts on the Facebook page. It just kind of keeps you up to date on the team, the kind of a where are they now and what the team is up to, and also some very valuable content that you can use throughout your cheer career and also in life. So jump on the Welcome to Mintland Facebook page. We'd love to have you. I also wanted to give you an opportunity. I've had a few requests for group purchases for teams or gifts for the holidays. Please feel free to email me directly. I'm pretty accessible via my blog or on Twitter at CrayCheerDad. Please feel free to email me directly, and I can certainly share with you some very, very special pricing. My whole goal in this little project is to make sure this story gets shared. Although it is a story about a Stingray All-Stars team, it is applicable to any All-Star cheerleading team around the world. Let's get into Chapter 12, The Road to Summit. This is the final chapter, as I've mentioned. This is the time in between the final competition, UCA, and, of course, Summit. So what we have in this chapter is quite a few things. We have the team recalibrating their entire routine. You know, unexpectedly, the team is headed to Summit. They have to consider quite a few things. They're going to be going up against the best youth teams in the nation. They have a very big height disparity. Being a mini team, they were not the biggest team as far as height was concerned. So that was certainly a concern for them heading into Summit. They wanted to compensate for that and look like they belong in the competition and play the part. They needed to recalibrate and up their game on their routine. So there was a lot going on. There's about a month and a half in between the last competition and Summit. And so that equated to about 12 practices to get it right. And so they had a lot to overcome, and that's kind of what this chapter gets into. We also have, as a surprise, a very, very special interview. And I will let you listen to that before I read the final chapter. We have from the Stingray All-Stars, the head coaches, Scott East and Wendy McConnell. I had an opportunity to sit down with them at after Peach practice this week, and very excited to share that special interview with you. And I will get into that momentarily. So without further ado, here is Scott East and Wendy McConnell sitting down with me at Stingrays, and I'll let you enjoy the interview. Well, welcome everybody to the Welcome to Mintland podcast, and I have some extremely special guests joining us today for our final recording in the final chapter. I have the head coaches of the world champion 2015 Peach Rays, Wendy and Coach Scott. Thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Hello, y'all.
So what I wanted to do is just kind of talk about three years ago today, actually. It was right after In Between Jams. And I touch upon it in the book. Just the magical relationship. You guys have been here for years. I'm sure you've coached so many special teams with so many special athletes. I've been up here for 5 years, and there was just something special between the Mini Mints and the 2015 Peach Rays. And I remember the full outs about this time 3 years ago, and something just clicked between the two teams. I can't explain it. But it was such a special time. Can you kind of, I know you guys coach every day and you see this stuff day in and day out, but can you kind of touch upon their little special relationship?
Yeah, it's funny because you start to go full out with teams that obviously practice at the same time as you do. But I feel the same way. There was a special relationship. I've never felt that with any other team that I've coached, like we had with Peppermint and Peach that year. The girls loved it. I could tell Peppermint loved coming over and being with the girls, and I could also tell equally that Peach loved being with Peppermint just as much.
They would ask us, is Peppermint going to come go full out with us? I mean, sure. So, you know, generally, I don't know if it always goes that way, but I've never had anything like that as well.
Especially gap like that. Don't see that.
The two teams, they just loved each other. And I guess Peach felt that they were like big sisters. And I'm sure Mint felt that it was, you know, that Peach were their big sisters and, you know, little sister kind of thing.
Yeah, and I can tell you, you know, sitting up in the fishbowl up there with the other parents, when the Peach parents were up there and the Peppermint parents were up there, they would huddle everybody around. They were like, watch this. Watch the excitement that these teams, two teams feed off each other. And it was really, really special. So, and that's a lot of the readers say, was that real or was that kind of embellished?
No, it was real.
It was absolutely
legit. Yeah. Legit real.
Yeah. So, you know, just to kind of get you guys caught up on where we're at in the podcast, we just finished chapter 11. And, you know, it was the magical time at UCA. And, you know, I describe as best I could the moment that all those Mints were up in the milk house looking down on Peach on that day too after they just hit. And all they wanted to do is run and watch Peach. And they absolutely loved watching them here in the gym in close quarters. But when they were watching in the milk house, and there's thousands and thousands of people, and the energy is amazing, and they're screaming for Coach Wendy and you guys, and everything was just kind of drowned out, but you could just see them all popping around like popcorn. Take me back to that moment. That was the guy, you guys won the Triple Crown that year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole season was amazing, but take me back to that moment where you guys, I think you guys knew something special was going on at about that time, right?
Well, they were fairly consistent, so we were hoping to keep it going. But yeah, that was exciting. That was a really big.
I just kept saying, okay, let's hit one more time.
One more time
in a row. I mean, because we hadn't had a deduction since day one at Cheersport.
Yeah.
And they just kept hitting and kept hitting and kept hitting.
Yeah.
And man, to win that first Triple Crown, oh man,
so self-motivated.
People
would say, well, what do you say backstage to make them hit every time like that? And we're like, nothing.
Go do what you do.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, with Peppermint, you know, their initial goal was to win the Triple Crown, but it wasn't in the cards. You know, I tell everybody, this book isn't about a team that won every competition. This is a team that had to basically recalibrate where they were at, and they set a new goal and they went after it. And after you guys won the Triple Crown, about 45 minutes later, it was announced that Peppermint won a paid bid. A mini team won a paid bid to go to Summit. Do you remember what happened when that happened?
I can remember. I remember that. I remember how exciting it was because, I mean, here they are, minis in the youth division, and I can remember them getting that bid, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is so freaking cool.
Yeah.
It was, but on the same thing, I remember feeling not surprised. Like, they were so great, and they were so on track to do that.
Yeah, when they had went into the division, like I'd even said ahead of time when we had spoke to the coaches and you know, they were asking, you know, thoughts and whatever, and I was like, man, you guys are going to win in that division too.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are great.
Well, I mean, Coach Ashley said in the previous podcast, you know, the coaches were kind of joking all year. Well, you won grand champion again. You won grand champion again. Why didn't you go for the youth division? Go for a Summit bid. And she said after they lost at NCAA, she's like, why not? Let's do it. For real.
Yeah. I mean, we had said that, over and over.
Yeah.
Like, you can do this. You can get a bid.
Yeah. And, you know, we never in a million years thought, you know, we were going for the at-large bid. And, you know, we were competing against a team that won their paid bid at Cheersport. So it was not a joking time. And when that announcement came, Twitter just went berserk. I mean, Peach was tweeting, everybody across the nation. It was just a great day.
It was exciting. So exciting.
Yeah. So, well.
For the program.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
The whole program.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the parents throughout the program were like, initially when they heard, they're like, oh, well, that's kind of cute. You know, that's kind of cool. But when it actually happened, everybody was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, at that time, we didn't know what was going to go down with Peach. But, you know, obviously you guys came back with a world championship. And, of course, Worlds is right before Summit. And I'll never forget the Summit showcase. All the girls from Peach came back with their medals and shared it with the team at Peppermint. Such an incredible team. Such great mentors that team was. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that. So.
And a note on that, we didn't even have to tell them. Wendy and I were still in Disney waiting on Summit.
Yeah.
And we didn't tell the kids. The kids, they did that on their own accord.
Oh, it was so cute to see the pictures, though, and the videos of, yeah.
It was awesome. And we were watching on FaceTime and whatever because our teams, the teams that we coached, were still here.
Right.
You know, doing the showcase.
You're getting ready for them to come down.
And we were just waiting on them to get there. Yeah. And the pictures and whatever and the Peach kids, you know, did that on their own accord. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
A lot of character and class. That's all you can ask for. So, well, guys, again, I appreciate all your time. You know, this is special. There's a lot of people around the nation that are you're eager and are going to be surprised to hear you two. I appreciate the time you took, and good luck this season. It looks like you got another special group on your hands. So
thank
we'll
you
see.
So much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Let's hope.
So how cool was that? How many podcasts are going to get the opportunity to sit down with some of the greatest coaches in the world? Thank you for that, Wendy and Scott. I certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule of working with the 2017-2018 Peach Rays to sit down and talk with us and share some time with our listeners. So here we go. We're getting into chapter 12. I hope you enjoy it. Of course, this podcast is going to run a little bit long because of the interviews, but bear with us, and I hope you enjoy chapter 12. This is the final chapter. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see you soon in the future. Here we go. Chapter 12, The Road to Summit. The day following UCA, many of the Mints made their way back to Stingrays for tumble classes, and the excitement had not yet worn off. The kids came running into the gym with their distinctive UCA championship jackets. As the parents began to head up to the observation room, curiosity began to take over. Many of the parents began looking at who we would be competing against at Summit, which was only a month and a half away. Summit is an invitation-only competition that seats the best teams at each level from across the nation. Some of the parents were still trying to understand what just happened from the previous 72 hours. It all seemed like a blur. The parents had to adjust a few things as our season had just been extended by almost 2 more months with the preparation to go to Summit. This part of the journey was not in the cards as of 2 weeks ago. It was a high-class problem to have. We were very grateful to have the opportunity to represent Stingrays at Summit. More importantly, we were forever grateful as parents that the coaching staff had the faith in our children to give them this gift that would last a lifetime. The team really did not fully comprehend what they just accomplished. To them, it was just another competition. It would take some time of reflection and age to be able to look back and say, we were the team that did this. The team wanted to represent themselves as best they could at Summit. It was going to take a lot of work to do well. The team and the parents were up for the challenge. Coach Ashley sent out a very detailed plan for me to share with the parents that covered the next 2 months. At Peppermint's first practice, Coach Ashley sat the team down and shared her plan for Summit. After a few minutes of observation, it was evident that the routine was going to be completely reworked. It was clear that the team was excited to try something new. At this point, Peppermint had nothing to lose, as it was time to go for broke. The team had ridden their signature routine all year, and it was time to shake things up. They had taken risks all year. Why stop now? There were whispers of concerns from all around the gym about changing the routine. Some people were concerned that with such a young team, the coaches should stick with the routine that brought them to the dance. It was a fair argument, but I knew exactly what the coaches were going for. They knew this team had it in them, and they were going to push this team to its limits and give them the best opportunity to go far at Summit. Coach Ashley told them all year that they were the best mini team in the world, and these kids dared to believe her. They wanted to show everyone that with faith in your team, you can accomplish anything. The hard work began, and you could tell this was not going to be easy. Many of the practices were very painful to watch. After you become used to watching a team hit practice after practice, it was tough watching the opposite. Worried parents consoled each other and shared that we have been here before with stunt of death. We kept telling each other to have faith in the team. They will get it, and they will always have. It was different this time, though. We did not have much time, and only a limited number of practices to make sure we perfected this new routine with new stunts and the dance. Over the course of the next few weeks, many of the team members would come early and stay late to work on the routine while juggling school and other extracurricular activities. They worked as hard as they could, and time was running out. The Summit showcase was coming up, and the team was working hard to perfect the new ambitious routine. When it was on, it looked incredible. When it went bad, it went really bad. One of the parents, who were not from Peppermint, approached me with concern that they were not going to get it in time. After a few weeks of hearing this, I began to get a little frustrated. I stayed positive, but defended this team. I was watching the same thing they were, but I knew they would get it. My typical response back to people with concern was, "With all due respect, I'm not sure you understand what this team is capable of. I know they have another gear, and when they switch that gear on, they are unstoppable. You just watch." I could see the team was very close to getting it on track. They just needed to hit that peppermint switch, and they could make it happen. Coach Ashley knew exactly what the team needed. During one of the water breaks, I watched Coach Ashley walk over to the front floor of the Stingray Gym. That could only mean one thing. She was headed over to talk with the coaches from Peach. After about 10 minutes more of preparation, the team made its way over to where Peach was practicing. It was time for a full-out party. The Mints watched Peach go through their pre-full-out routine. Mint lined the edge of the mats as they have done all year to watch their favorite team. Peach hit the button, and at this stage of the year, Peach was absolutely on autopilot. They made their routine look absolutely effortless. You could see the Peppermints getting more and more amped up as they watched their mentors put on a clinic. As Peach completed yet another flawless routine, Peppermint took the floor with a bit more pep in their step. Peach took a moment to regroup and took a few words of what to do better next time from the coaching staff. After that, the entire focus was on the little team that could. Peach let them have it with a resounding roar of encouragement. The attitude seemed to seep back into the core of this team, and the music started, and away they went. As the parents stood up from their chairs to get a better look in the viewing area, the routine seemed to be in slow motion as we analyzed each count of the routine. They began to pick up momentum with each completed stunt and tumble pass. The pyramid was flawless and the jumps were clean. With each second, you could see Peppermint picking up confidence in each other and becoming one with the routine. The dance showed an extra ounce of pep, confidence, and attitude as they hit the routine clean for the first time in full outs. The parents erupted in the viewing area and began clapping. Each team went through another full out and both teams hit again. With about 2 weeks left before they left for Summit, they finally hit stride and now needed to maximize every opportunity to build confidence and practice. I thought to myself and smirked. I knew they had it. I was eager to have them show everyone else what they were capable of. As practice ended that night, I sauntered down to the entrance to wait on the team to be released as usual. On this particular night, the team burst out of the gym with a distinct energy about them that signaled that they knew they were back. I waited for a bit as the excited team mingled a bit in the hallway. A few minutes later, Coach Ashley walked into the main office and took a seat. I mentioned that they looked great tonight. She responded with a look of relief and said, "I think it's finally coming together. I am really excited for them." The following weekend would prove to be an exciting one for the Stingray All-Stars. After the final full-out party between Peach and Peppermint, the Senior 5 team that adopted our mini Level 1 team took their talents to the cheerleading worlds at the ESPN Wide World of Sports in Orlando, Florida. Beaming with pride and anticipation, the Peppermints were glued to their computer screens and TVs, ready to watch their big sisters represent Stingrays in the medium senior level 5 division. It was destiny in the making as Peppermint watched every second of the routine, and after about 1 minute into the routine, you knew they were going to do it. As the team had done all year,
Peach dominated the stage with a breathtaking performance, and they went on to become world champions. The final week of practice was upon us, and it was crunch time. The weekend prior, the parents planned a very nice Summit send-off party. The team was able to bond even more, and it was a really great time. All the speculation was over, and the clock was running out. All the parents were completing due diligence, trying to find videos of the competition to compare routines. While admirable, at this stage of the year, it really did not matter. This was the best of the best. It would come down to execution, passion, and cleanliness. The final week, the gym puts on a Summit send-off, full-out party, to exhibit all of the teams making their way to the Summit. It is a showcase for friends and family, and included a ton of teams from Stingrays who were headed to Summit. Peppermint was very excited to be included in this annual event. There was one more practice before the Summit send-off party. Before the practice started, I was sitting in the front lobby of Stingrays. A few of the Peppermints were chatting amongst themselves, and they seemed deep in discussion. One of the Peppermints saw me sitting on the couch with my daughter. She came over to me and looked very concerned. She began to ask me a question. "Mr. Eric, do you think we're going to do well at Summit?" And I responded, "Of course you guys are going to do great at Summit. Why are you asking me that?" She responded with a very concerned look. "Well, someone said that it was a waste of time for us to go because we were too little and we would not be able to compete against the big teams." My heart sunk. I know the realities of youth sports. I know unintentional things are said in passing that can be taken the wrong way, both by adults and children alike. I felt a rush of frustration course through my body, and then I became very emotional, hoping their spirits were not crushed. I wanted to hunt down whoever said this to her, but I realized where she heard this was not important. The important thing at this second was that five Peppermints were surrounding her, waiting for a response. As I took a second to gather myself, I scooted up on the edge of the couch and began to respond. I said, "Well, the truth is, you guys have been proving people wrong all season long. At the beginning of the season, people did not think you would be able to do your stunt of death. They thought it was too hard for you to do, and you mastered it. Never in a million years would we think that you would win a grand champion in most of your competitions, but you did it. People also did not think you would be able to get an at-large Summit bid, but you proved them wrong by doing even better and won a full paid bid. If you guys just believe in each other like you have all year, you guys are going to do great at Summit. You just watch." I prayed that response would cheer them up a bit. I waited for a response, but there was nothing but deep thought. After a slight pause, the Peppermint looked up, gave me a quick hug, and with that, she turned around and yelled, "Come on, guys!" The Mints ran into the gym as a group. Those simple words of encouragement seemed to move them past the moment. As I took a deep breath, relieved that the moment was over with, I walked upstairs and began to watch practice. The team was focused and began full outs with a chip on their shoulder. They ended up that practice session with three hits in a row. It seemed the little team that could was back at it again. As they wrapped up that night, it hit me. This was the final practice as a team. I began to reflect on the past 10 months, and it was an intense feeling of emotion, thinking about all their growth. There was one more gathering as a team at the Summit Showcase, and then it was off to Orlando. The week flew by, and it was time for the Summit Showcase. Stingrays would be taking a total of 23 teams to Summit. It was an impressive showing. The gym was packed with all of the teams, parents and friends. The line to enter the building was wrapped around the back of the building. The team prepared as hundreds of people packed into the Stingrays' main gym. It was a bit intimidating as all the teams clamored for floor space on the warm-up mats. Peppermint began to mark their routine, a walkthrough as many times as they would. As the team was warming up, many of the older kids from the older teams took time to share Peppermint's story with their significant others. They made a point to make sure the story was told, because at Stingrays, we are all one big family, and all of the teams have each other's back. The kids wanted to make sure people understood that even though they were by far the youngest team, they were going to compete and represent their gym. It was flattering that the kids did that. It gave the Mints a lift just when they needed it. All of the teams performed, and they looked spectacular. Peppermint wowed the crowd with their incredible energy and execution. It was now time for a special time of the night, as all the Peppermint parents had a special send-off gift for their entire team after the exhibition. Coaches scoped out a corner of the gym to huddle in. We gathered the team and had them hold hands to make a circle. Once they were settled, we had them sit down and close their eyes. Once their eyes were closed, I began to hand out the Summit gift packets for each of the team members. The team was busting with anticipation to open their gifts. Once everyone had their gift in their lap, Coach Kelsey instructed the team to open their eyes. The teams opened their gifts, and they were very excited. While that was happening, a group of people came over to see what was happening with Peppermint. It was the 2015 World Champions Peach. They took time out of their busy school schedules and came to the Summit Showcase. They wanted to surprise Peppermint. The team stopped what they were doing with their gifts and began to wave to the team that became their friends all season. The team began to give each other hugs, and many of the Mints had not seen the team since they became world champions. It was such a small gesture, but it was a moment that will last a lifetime in their minds. The little mini team felt 10 feet tall as they were able to hang with their big sisters, now world champions. Peach even let all of the Mints wear their world championship medals. A few of the members from Orange, who had befriended a few of the Mints, came over to offer support as well. It was a very special moment they will never forget. After the exciting Summit Showcase, it was time to head to Orlando for Summit. The nice thing about Summit is that it would be at a familiar venue. Peppermint won their bid at the ESPN Wide World of Sports 2 months prior. Stingrays does a great job to keep the experience as uniform as possible. We stayed in the same hotel and followed pretty much the exact same routine as UCA. The fever of Stingray families began the pilgrimage down to Orlando. Summit is set up a little different than a normal two-day competition. Normally, all teams that compete on day one will continue on to day two. At Summit, teams have to qualify with a score high enough to move on to day two. Typically, this means a score in the top 50% of all teams competing on day one. That means a fatal mistake on day one could mean you go home and do not get to compete on day two. The goal for Peppermint was just to try and make it into day two finals. Competing in the youth division at Summit was going to be a huge challenge. We wanted to set reasonable expectations for this team heading into the competition. If they were able to make it to the finals at Summit, that would be a huge accomplishment in itself. It was the morning of day one, and the drive to the venue was filled with silence. As the massive sea of humanity began to stream in the venue, I began looking for the distinctive neon yellow Summit shirts that were one of the gifts presented to the Stingray teams. Peppermints were scattered all over the front section of the park. Many were taking in a moment to take a picture in front of the huge ESPN Wide World of Sports globe that welcomes athletes from all over the world. One by one, the peppermints began to arrive at the designated meeting spot just inside the main gate. It is typical peppermint mantra to keep a low profile before a competition and keep distractions to a minimum. Fortunately, at the main entrance, we saw many of the other stingray families entering the venue. The mints had a very distinctive red and white bow. It was a dead giveaway, and everyone was coming over to wish Peppermint good luck. It was a great feeling to have the support from everyone. We also met people from other gyms who heard about the mint's story and came over to wish them well. It was great to meet other people from other parts of the country and learn about their team and their story. It is really one of the special traits of competitive cheer. It was now about time for the team to organize and head out to the football fields for warm-ups. The smiles and laughter quickly turned into frantic last-minute lipstick and hair touch-ups. Last-minute scrambling led to words of encouragement, hugs and kisses from moms and dads and other siblings. As each of the mints began to gather themselves, I looked around to see many of the top cheerleading coaches in the world surrounding this team of level one cheerleaders, offering support and encouragement. When you are surrounded by the caliber of coaches that Stingrays is blessed to have, sometimes you tend to take that pool of talent that surrounds you for granted. The parents noticed and thanked many of the coaches for coming by and offering support. The team began to line up in the usual formation. The smiles were replaced with stares of intense focus. Coach Ashley made the announcement that it was time to head out. I asked the coaches if they needed anything from the emergency bag before they left. They were good. The team began to walk toward the practice area, and the sea of peppermint faithful erupted in cheers as the team began to walk away. Before they left, I went back to my buddy Beecher. I wished him good luck and told him to take care of our girls. He smiled and said, "I will." I gave him a high five and they were off. The sea of humanity consumed the team as they disappeared into the long corridors of the venue. The waiting game was now upon as the tight group of parents all lingered in the background. We slowly scattered in our own directions. Some of us are creatures of habit, so we headed toward the restaurant we sat in at UCA. There was only an hour before we would need to head toward the venue. The parents seemed to be at ease with the situation for only a moment. The team truly had nothing to lose at this point, and since it was our last competition, I think the parents just wanted to try and enjoy the ride this time. We bonded by sharing stories what happened throughout the year. We had many good laughs and fond memories. As time wore on, it was time to head to the venue to find seats. We all entered the arena, and the tents were already packed, and the competition had already begun in other divisions. Watching the teams compete was awesome. You could feel the electricity and intensity levels lifted from the teams currently performing. Teams were clearly pushing the limits and elevating their game to make it into day two. We found seats off to the right-hand side of the arena and headed toward the back. The parents all filled in with hopes to move toward the middle of the stage once the other teams competed. It was about 15 minutes before Peppermint was scheduled to perform when I saw a few of the peppermint bows pop up from behind the curtain. The coaches all walked out to the main viewing area where we were all sitting. They all stood in the back and watched the teams perform. After one of the teams competed, I looked over at Coach Ashley, and I did not even have to say anything. She just looked at me and said, "They're ready to go." I looked down at the floor for what seemed like an eternity. The time was here, and that statement made it real. The mints one by one started appearing from behind the curtain and easing towards the staging area. They finally located the peppermint entourage appearance, and they erupted into smiles and waves once they saw everyone. With each step closer, you could see the excitement building. They were focused and intensely dialed into the stage. They were so glad to be a part of this. They wanted to show everyone that they belonged here. They were certainly a dark horse in the field. Peppermint was announced to be up next. They huddled as a group on their own, one last time before they hit the stage. They emerged from the huddle with an intense focus and a sinister smile. They were dialed in and fired up. They were assessing their competition, and they knew they had a shot. The team before Peppermint finished their routine. It would be moments before Peppermint would take the stage. Peppermint parents scrambled for their position in front of the stage. The coaches emerged and assumed their positions. The MC announced Peppermint, and they aggressively took the stage with a look of determination and angst. They waved to the crowd and were bursting with smiles. After a few last-minute position adjustments, Coach Ashley gave the thumbs up, and the music exploded through the sound system. They jolted into action as they were shot out of a cannon. They had nothing to prove to anyone, but they were going to do it anyway. 30 seconds into the routine was flawless. The stunt of death drew a set of few gasps from the crowd that had never seen it before. After a minute in, the execution became even better with each 8 count. Every 10 seconds seemed like an eternity while watching with such intensity. The team went into autopilot for the rest of the routine and performed with an intense confidence that sold every motion and transition. The jumps for a level 1 team did not seem human, and the pyramid oozed with perfect timing and execution as they made their way to the final dance. The Mini-Mints and Mickey danced like there was no tomorrow, and they brought down the house. They wrapped up the performance of the year with a completely new routine that they just perfected in front of the summit judges. The music stopped, and so did my heart. I collapsed to my knees and needed a minute to gather myself as the team did it once again. The Peppermint parents all did a collective embrace as the team began to make their way off the stage. Walking toward the designated meeting point to pick up the team, you began to hear things from people watching. The noise is non-directional, but you catch all the comments from people in the stands. As you walk toward your destination, it is not hard to not respond, but you hear them. "Oh, that was the mini team? Wow, they were awesome. There is no way that was a mini team. They are not even a youth team. They should not even be here." You hear it all, but you can't engage in either the positive or the negative comments. It's always best just to let the performance do all the talking, especially after an intense moment of watching your team. Coach Ashley followed me over to the side of the arena, and she just shook her head. I could tell she was elated again. The team disappeared behind the stage, and the parents went out to the back of the arena, around the side, to wait for the team to be released. While waiting, all the parents were buzzing. We all had the same question in our minds. Was that good enough to make it to day 2? We all began asking if anyone saw anything out of place in the routine, and the parents concurred. They hit 0 deductions. Unfortunately, the parents do not judge cheer competitions. We watched the other teams competing, and they were spectacular. Peppermint did all they could. It was all in the hands of the judges at this point. The team emerged from the side of the building, all of them quickly scanning to find their parents. It was an incredible feeling to watch the few seconds of desperation while each child tries to find their family. And then the look of immediate joy comes over them as they finally lock eyes with their target. We, as a family, were waiting to see my daughter emerge. She stuck her head out of the building and frantically scanned the area looking for us. As soon as she found us, she immediately darted our way and gave us the biggest tackle hug she could. We all fell to the ground as a family in excitement. It was an incredible moment for all. The good news is that we would not have to wait long to find out if Peppermint would make it to day two. The summit reveal would happen in about 45 minutes. Coach Ashley released the team, but requested to reconvene in about 30 minutes. The group immediately darted for the other Stingray teams who were warming up in the fields to offer support and blow off some steam the only way they knew how. They watched for a few minutes and then began stunting with each other and tumbling in the grass. After time had passed, it was time to file back into the venue for the summit reveal. Everything was moving so fast. The team gathered alongside of the building, and all of the coaches rounded up everyone. I completed a final head count to make sure we had everyone. Once again, Peppermint disappeared as we were about to learn their fate. The teams all huddled on the stage. One by one, the teams made their way up to the performance floor. As the announcer began to speak, I could feel the blood in my cheeks increased from warm to a boil. We prayed that the judges saw what we did on that stage, but knowing the other teams were just as deserving. The announcer wasted no time as he began announcing the day two qualifiers from another division. The large youth level one division was up next. As we waited patiently, all the parents began making eye contact with each other. We did not have to say anything at this point in the season, as we had formed a bond that would last forever during this journey. The PA system erupted, announcing the youth large division. He announced the first three teams, and Peppermint was yet to be announced. He announced the fourth team, and my body went numb. My head collapsed between my knees as the announcer started speaking for the fifth and final time. If this was it, I was okay with it. They did the best they could and went farther than anyone thought they could. Then it happened. He announced the fifth and final team, and sure enough, it was the Mini Mints and Mickey. My head shot up from between my knees and I almost passed out from the rush of blood. The parents' section erupted in cheers as all were in disbelief and trembling with joy. We watched as the team hopped up and down together on stage. They made it to the finals. It was official. After the initial excitement wore off, we headed off to gather our team. The team was huddled up with Coach Ashley, Kelsey, and Rupert. They emerged from the huddle, excited but focused. I think the reality of the moment hit them, and they realized they had a job to do. They were guaranteed a top five spot in the world. They wanted to make the most of it. Some parents had planned on breaking up the day and heading to the theme parks. Clearly, those plans needed to be altered. If I knew this coaching staff, they were going to have to analyze the notes from the judges and craft a plan to work on what they needed to fix. Sure enough, as the team broke their huddle, Coach Ashley summoned me over and said, "I will let you know the specifics soon, but we will be planning on gathering the team for a mandatory practice real soon. I will let you know as soon as I can." I nodded and assured her I would get the message out. We headed out to grab a bite of lunch. As we were eating, I received the text from Coach Ashley. Mandatory practice at the football fields at 5:30 p.m. sharp. I sent out the group text and we were all set. We had a few hours before we had to head back. We headed back to the hotel for some rest and relaxation. We arrived back at ESPN and headed for our meeting destination. The park was still jam-packed with thousands of cheerleaders competing on the day. We were stopped numerous times by Stingray families that heard the news via Twitter and other sources. All were so excited and congratulatory. You could see the Mints arriving from all corners of the park. Still not tall enough to emerge from the crowd, you could see the distinctive red and white bows sticking up and parting the sea of humanity as they walked toward their destinations. As they arrived, they immediately embraced one another and were excited to get going. I was impressed with the maturity of the group, as we could look at all of the major theme parks in the area. Never once did they complain that they had an extra practice. They were on a mission, and the work paid off, just like in the past. Coach Ashley gathered the team together, and she told the parents she would need the team for about an hour and a half. They took off hand in hand toward the football fields and took shelter on the far end of the fields under some shade. The parents all agreed it was time for a relaxing beverage. We all grabbed our favorite refreshing drink and made our way across the fields to sit in the bleachers together. We could see the team off in the distance practicing away. As we watched, we began to relive the entire season together. We had so many laughs talking about the great times we had over the course of the season. We spoke about how the kids have grown so much over the past 10 months. We talked about how this experience was one they would never forget. We also talked about how the team could never really comprehend what they just accomplished as human beings. The performances, the medals, the grand championships awards, those were all nice. What was important to reflect upon is the genuine, pleasant human beings this team had become. Encouraging all teams, befriending anyone around them, and including everyone to make sure they were never left out. It was refreshing to see. We continued to discuss the impressive life lessons this entire season consisted of. We did not want the moment to end, so we continued to share great stories the entire time. After a while, we began to look down upon our team. They were working hard as usual, but it seemed they were wrapping up. We watched as the team huddled one more time for the day. They began to break from the huddle. They slowly made their way back toward their parents, some arms around each other and some holding hands. I told the parents I would send out another reminder text this evening with specifics for the next day. We all went our separate ways and called it a night. Day two began the same as the day before, except this day was a bit more emotional. As I opened up my roll call app to make sure everyone was accounted for, I fought back the tears as I realized this would be the final time I could count heads for this incredible team. I could not believe how this team touched my soul. I was so grateful this team welcomed me the way it did. It was not normal for a dad to be in this role, but I could not have been a part of anything better for me at this stage in my life. Today would conclude a chapter in history for this team, but we knew the soul of this team would continue on for years to come. I knew all the parents and coaches felt the same way. Coach Ashley, Kelsey, Rupert, and Jessica took the team one last time and escorted the team to their destiny. The next hour flew by, and it was time to head toward the arena one last time. As the superstition dictated, all of the parents followed the same routine as the first day. We all made our way to the seats closest to the ones we commandeered the day before. The blaring music and the flashing lights were all drowned out by the intense thoughts in my head, along with a prayer for the impossible. I have never wanted anything more for a team in my life. As proper cheer etiquette would dictate, we as parents should not ask for anything more than the team doing their best and representing their gym to the best of their ability. This time, if we were to be honest with each other, we were selfishly asking for a bit more this time. The word was out that Peppermint made it to the finals, and the venue was filled to capacity. People were stuck in the entrance of the venue, as they could not allow any more people in the arena. People were brimming with anticipation to watch all the teams, including the Minnie Mints and Mickey. Our attention shifted to the staging area as the red and white bows appeared from behind the curtain. The sea of distinct blue and green uniforms cascaded into the staging area. The crowd shuffled once again as the final team before Peppermint completed their routine. The bulk of the Stingray Nation descended upon the venue, and the iconic pre-routine chant started to erupt from behind the parents' viewing area. Stingrays, clap, clap, stingrays, clap, clap, echoed through the arena. Peppermint heard the chanting and was bouncing in excitement. They began with smiles as they knew it was about time to take the stage for the final time. The announcement was made, and Peppermint stormed the stage to wave to all their adoring fans and parents. They each went through their pre-routine rituals and took their positions. In unison, they all locked eyes on the leader who has taken this team farther than they thought they could possibly go. Their adoring eyes waited for the signal that would begin the last routine from this magical season. Once Coach Ashley was assured all were in the proper position, the final thumbs up hit the air and the music rang out one more time. Welcome to Mintland filled the arena, and the team did exactly what they have done all year. With a near hypnotic precision, Peppermint went through the entire routine just as they had hundreds of times before. As the routine pushed on, I could not help but play back the entire season in my head as they continued to amaze on stage. I played back the struggles of learning, the challenging stunt of death, the injuries, the illnesses, the team bonding and friendships made, the successes, the failures, the frustrations, the dedication and sacrifice, the personal growth and maturity. The culmination of overcoming all of those challenges was now being awarded with this very moment. The spirit of this team was difficult to articulate to others, especially outside of the competitive cheer world. The epitome of what we as parents have been trying to explain to others all year was up on stage at this moment. The only problem was I could not capture it in a bottle and share it with people who were not here. The frustrations of never properly explaining the full exuberance of All-Star cheerleading is why the network of people involved is such a tight-knit group. No one can ever do it justice or properly understand the explanation of why the sport is so magical. We just get it. When teams work, it's a chemistry that is built over time and culminates when everyone compliments and respects one another as a person, not just as an athlete. What was so incredible is that we were currently staring at this team who innocently and unknowingly bought into everything their coaches had taught them. What we all admired about this team was the emanating innocence and loving spirit Peppermint carried in their hearts and inadvertently shared with everyone. You felt it every time you were in their presence. They believed in themselves and each other, and it was amazing to behold. As my reflective journey came to an end, the roaring confidence emitting from the stage was evident. This team fought to prove they belonged every step of the way, and their final performance would not be any different. With the emotions exuding from every facial expression and every count in their routine, the Mini-Mints and Mickey finished their last routine just as they have all year. With Beecher's beaming smile and extended arms, the last few seconds of Peppermint's season closed with the final verse of the music. A few of the Mints paused with their hands extended in the air in the praised hand emoji pose. It was time to take in the moment, and they did just that. They all embraced and collectively left the stage for the final time. The crowd erupted in cheers as they hit zero once again.
it was now out of the team's hands, as they did everything they could dream of and more. The coaches met up with Peppermint as they left the stage for the final time. The emotions of the moment were a lot to take in. The coaches rang praise and thanked them wholeheartedly for giving the best they could all year. The team dispersed and they scattered to find their families and friends. It would only be a few short minutes before the team had to reconvene for the final award ceremony of the season. Honestly, at that point, it really didn't matter where the team finished. The accomplishment of consistency and growth, both athletically and personally, were truly the main trophy for the year. The memories and legacy of this team would live longer than any reward. They rode their confidence and love for each other to places no one dreamt they could go. The teams all assembled on stage, as they always do. The MC began to announce the team placements in reverse order. We knew that three teams hit zero on this day, and possibly more. It was going to be close. The fifth and fourth place teams were announced, and the crowd cheered all of the teams as they made their way to receive their team awards. It was down to the final three teams. We intently focused on the MC as he paused for a moment. He seemed to be focused on the sheet of paper that was in front of him as to confirm what he was looking at before he spoke. He began to speak and he said the following. Okay, we will not have a third place finisher, as we have a tie for second place. The crowd erupted in gasps. He started speaking again. In second place, the Stingray All-Stars Peppermint. And with that, it was over. The amazing run of the Mini Mints and Mickey resulted in a tie for second place finish at Summit. We could not ask for anything more. We watched as the winning team was announced. We cheered the champions from Cheer Extreme, as they were truly amazing as well. At that point, we all realized it was time to focus on our efforts in comforting this team. You could only hope as a parent that they appreciated the moment, but we knew better. The most important thing we could do as parents is embrace the importance of this life lesson. The team immediately was escorted behind the stage to receive their medals and banner. We were instructed to meet the team around the side of the building. After what seemed like an eternity, the door slowly opened and the team began to emerge. We were all trying to keep our emotions in check. We wanted to appear strong, but as we suspected, the team came out and they appeared to be holding it together, if only for the moment. Each of the children rushed in their parents' arms. Once I located my daughter, she collapsed into my arms and cried. I wanted to make everything better. I wanted to explain the importance of what they accomplished to make her feel better. None of that was instantly going to take the pain away of coming so close of being a Summit champion. It was going to take time. The old fallback of Dippin' Dots did not faze her. She wanted none of it. I took her hand, and we began the long walk across the football fields. About halfway across the large open field, I heard a faint yell behind me. Mr. Eric! Mr. Eric! I turned around, making sure the yelling was for me. Sure enough, off in the distance, it was my buddy Beecher. He ran toward me, and we turned to meet him halfway. As soon as we caught up with each other, I noticed he had been a bit emotional, as we all had. I wanted to break the ice. I said, "My goodness, Beach, I am so proud of you guys. You guys were so amazing." Beecher responded, "Thanks, Mr. Eric. I just wanted to say thank you for helping us all year. You were a great team, Dad." At that point, I lost it. That simple statement of thanks he shared with me epitomized everything that we loved about this team. In his moment of sadness and need, Beecher took the time to seek me out and thank me of all people. Overcome with emotion, I told him how incredibly proud I was of him, both as a Stingray and a person. After we exchanged a few more words, I turned, grabbed my daughter's hand, and we finished the slow walk back to our cars. As we hit the main corridor, word had already spread about Peppermint's second place finish. The amount of support and love we received by the passersby was overwhelming. With each kind word, my daughter's spirits lightened just a little. After a cup of Dippin' Dots and a few hours with teammates at the pool, we were almost back to our normal spirits. The day after we returned from Summit, my daughter was still a little disappointed in the result at Summit. I felt it was appropriate time to share a story I had been thinking about over the past couple of months. As we always do, my daughter and I snuggle in bed, and we talked about her second place finish at Summit. I went on to explain the story that I felt she was prepared to hear. The most treasured gifts in life one can receive are memories. Sometimes these are good memories, sometimes they are bad. While I know you are disappointed in not winning Summit, I want you to know this experience is a gift that you will be able to hold in your heart forever. She seemed a bit perplexed. I proceeded to tell her, what your team accomplished will never be taken away. Your entire team will also be able to take this experience with them for the rest of their life. And you can share this incredible journey with others. It's a gift. Coach Ashley believing in you and giving Peppermint this incredible opportunity is something you should never ever forget. Peppermint overcame so many things to get as far as they did. She seemed perplexed and responded, "What did we overcome? We were only doing our routine as we always do." I responded, "Honey, many people didn't think that you would do as well as you did. A few people thought that Peppermint was too small to compete in the youth division. People said there was no way this team could compete at UCA one time and get a bid. It was too much of a long shot. They should stay the course and go after the Triple Crown points race. A few people said you would never give a mini team a youth level at large bid at the Summit. They were right. Your team did not get an at-large bid. You were awarded a full-paid bid. People were nervous when Peppermint changed the routine. You guys worked on all season. It was a risky change going into Summit. It was a huge challenge, and at times it did not look good in practice. A few people said it was a mistake to change it. But you guys hit it flawlessly both days in competition at Summit. People said there would be no way they would let a mini team move on to day two at the Summit in the youth division. You made it to the day two final and finished in second place in the world in the youth division. Caitlin then asked, "Why did our coaches not tell us all this stuff?" I responded, "Well, sweetheart, that is the gift I am referring to. Coach Ashley, Kelsey, Jessica, and Rupert believed in you guys so much. They knew you could do it all along without any doubt. That is the true gift. All of your coaches told you all year you were the best mini team in the world, and they were right. You get to hold that in your heart forever. The most important thing you can do with this gift is keep the spirit of this team and spread it into real life in everything that you do. You can also share it with any future team that you are on. Remember this moment and share it with people in the future together." With that, I think she understood. The following day, I picked up my children from school. It was time for preparation for tryouts that started in just 4 short days. We changed and headed toward the gym. Upon arrival, I looked around, and there stood almost every single one of the Mini Mints and Mickey. As each one arrived, they all embraced, played, and began tumbling together. What they failed to realize was that in a few short days, everything was going to be different. After tryouts, the cycle of change would dictate the dawn of a new era for the Peppermints. Tryouts would take these children in many different directions and on many different teams. And with new coaches in the coming days, I could only pray that the miracle season of the Mini Mints and Mickey live on in their hearts as they are truly one of a kind. After they are placed with their new teams, if I know them like they do, the passion and spirit will carry them forward one more time.
That concludes Chapter 12 and the Welcome to Mintland podcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. We certainly appreciate the time you've dedicated into this podcast and hopefully moving on to read the book or vice versa. I wanted to send another personal thank you to Wendy McConnell and Scott East for sitting down with us and sharing their experience as coaches of Peach Rays and their perspective of that special season. I encourage you to spread the word. If you can, join our Facebook page, find the book, or email me if you want a summit gift or a Christmas gift for your team. I'd be more than happy to give you a heavily discounted package. You know, keep the spirit alive. This is a fun story. Keep reading. One of the main reasons for writing this book is I searched for cheerleading books for my daughters. I couldn't find very many. None appropriate for her age, certainly. So keep reading. Keep sharing the story. If you could take a moment and review the podcast in iTunes, or if you've read the book, do me a quick favor and give me a quick review on Amazon. That would be a huge help as I try to share this story with as many people as possible, which is, of course, is my goal. So thanks again. I don't know where the next phase of this podcast will go, but stay tuned. There may be something in the works that I may be working on in the future, and we will let you know when that happens. Take care, everybody, and I hope to see you out at competition season soon. Take care.
Welcome to Mintland.
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're Mint Ready.